We are on Daf Lamed Vov Lamed Aleph. The Taf Taisvit. The Gemara says that Rab Shimon holds the Posik Ala Oret Tishpechenu Kamayim, which is speaking about the Shechita of Psulei HaMekdoshim. It is not coming to tell us that the Dam is Machsher Kamayim, the way the Chachamim hold. Now Rav Shimon says it's coming to tell us a different halacha. It's coming to tell us that since we see psulei hamukdoshim sheniftu, that means a kolben that had a mum and you were poided. It's also begize vavoidim. So we see dinei kochim are still noyig on this animal. So I would think the dam is also bano and you need kvurim. Kamash melon, alos ishpachenu kamayim, it's like water, and just like water is mutabano, so the dam of psulei mekdoshim is mutabano. This is the Gemara. So let us see Taisus. Taime. So Taisus asks the kasha, he says, the Gemara hava amine, that the dam should be also bahano, we should compare this to giza va'avoide. Giza means he cuts off the wool, the hair of the animal. So just like it's also to cut off the wool, so I would think the dam is also bahano. Like Taisvis, Taime, Hogiza Atzme Shoye, Ksha'ova Vigoza. Like Taisvis, the Issa of Giza is you're not allowed to cut off the wool. But the wool after it's cut off is mutter. It's a Issa on the Pu'ule, not on the Hefte. Napshad is that Giza is also, you're not allowed to be Geizes a comb. But the wool and the hair is muta. So we'll see this is going to be mach in this kasha. So the gist of the kasha is, so if you want to compare it to Giza, the wool is muta. So how would I mean that the dam is also bano? You're comparing it to Giza, and the Giza Gupa is muta bano. There's only an issue, not allowed to be Geizes it, but it's muta bano. Taima, Hagiza Atzma Shalik Sha'ova Vigozas. Because the Isser is Tizbach, you're allowed to shecht it, Veloy Saga is coming. You're not allowed to shear off the wool. That's what it says. The pool is awesome. Kedisnan Beperik Alekech Behime. The Gemara says in Bechiris, Seyor Bechir Balmum Shenosha. What happens if some hair from a Bechir Balmum fell off? V'inichei b'chaloin, and he put it away, he stored it in the window. V'achekach shochtoi, Akavye ben Malalel matel. So Akavye ben Malalel says it's mutter. So the hair is mutter. Now this hair came from Psulei HaMekdoshim, but it's mutter. We'll see, ubetoilish, and what if he tore off the hair? Nami pligi, k'muchachosim b'soif pirke. Va'afilu rabbonon de osri. The rabbonon say you're not allowed to have a no from the hair. Before shosam bigmor gzeirim mishum duma osri l'shuye. The whole is you're not allowed to have a no from the hair because maybe he'll keep the baime and he'll be in the hair that falls off he'll be using and then if he has the baime he'll start cutting off the hair already. So they asked it to use the hair mid the rabbonon. Aber bekitzer min ha'teire. The hair is mutter bahano. Aber mit der Reise shori. Im kein, fraktoises, afilu dam. So why do I need a posik to tell me, ala oret ishpechenu kamayim, that the dam is mutter bahano? Im kein, afilu dam, she yosem michaim, koidem shchite saroiv, lo me ye yosem, vachosh kein acher shchite, do shori afilu logo is kidamash mepeg beis de pchayas. Faktaisis hamur nike kashe. The halacha is, the ma is comparing to Giza. So first of all, Taisis first kashe is, the Giza goof is mutabano minatayra. So memele, so why would I think dam is also bano, but just like Giza is mutabano. Number one. Number two, so Taisis asks like this. So the first half of the kashe is, before you shech, before the gemar shechita, before it's geshochtim, so the gemara says you want to compare it to giza, so that's the first kasha. The giza alone is also mutabano. The maisa giza is also, but the giza is mutabano. Then Taisvis asked, after the gemar shechita,
So then the din is, after it's geschachten, you're allowed to be geyses, a geschachten, psulei mekdoshim. So therefore, the meiser geys is also mutter. So how would I have a hava mine, that the dam should be also minatoyra? Now, need a posik, according to Rav Shimon, ala oret tishpechenu kamayim, to tell me that the dam is mutter ba'ano. V'yesh loima, the salke daitach lemeiser dam. So Taisva says, I would think that the dam is also mishum de darshinon boso v'loi cholov. Now, this, the posik says, tizbach v'ochalto boso. That's the lotion of the posik. So, from this posik, we make two diukim. Tizbach, you're allowed to shecht it. V'loi giza, you're not allowed to begize it. You're not allowed to do avoida with it. The first word Tizbach is telling us what you're allowed to do with this payment. You're allowed to shecht it. You're not allowed to cut off the hair. You're not allowed to do avoida with it. That's Tizbach. Then the next two words, v'yachalto, you're allowed to eat, boso, the meat you're allowed to eat. So the Gemara darshins, but the milk, you're not allowed to milk this psulei mekdosh. The milk, boso, you're allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to drink the milk. That's what the Gemara darshin. So Tosva says, just like the pasuk tells us, you're not allowed to drink the milk, v'ochalta boso v'loi cholov. So the pasuk is also coming to tell us v'ochalta boso v'loi dam. And the pasuk is coming to tell us that dam is also bano. We'll see in a minute how we figure this out. But this is the teretz of Taisus. We'll have a whole bunch of problems, but this is the teretz of Taisus. Taisus says the hava mine, that dam should be also bano, is not from the posik tizbach v'loi giza, that has no shaykhus whatever to asa the dam. The hava mina is from the second half of the posik v'chalta boso v'loi cholo. So I would think v'chalta boso v'loi dam, and dam should be also bano. That's why neither posik alos tishpechenu kamayim, that dam is mutabano. That is what Tosfos is going to say. Now Tosfos is going to explain the drosha. V'yesh loima, the salke daitach lemeiser dam, mishum de darshinen boso v'loi cholo. The Gemara darshins that the meat you're allowed to eat, but the milk you're not allowed to eat. V'hu adin, the have darshinen v'loi dam, I would darshin, you're not allowed to v'chalto boso, that's the only thing you're allowed to eat. But dam, you're not allowed to. So I'd have a hava mina out this drosha that dam should be also bahano. We'll see soon how. So that's the pasuk is coming to tell us that it's mutabano. Now Tosfos had asked the kasha, how could I have a hava mina that dam is also bahano? The giza, after it's cut off, the giza is mutabano. So Taisa says, v'loi domi le giza de sharye. The giza mitizbach nafke. That you're not allowed to be geizes. That we learn now from the word tizbach. The mashma, they're speaking about the pu'ula, what you're permitted to do, what you're not permitted to do. Tizbach is speaking about what he's permitted to do with the behemoth. Tizbach, you're allowed to shech the behemoth. V'loi sogoyz, you're not allowed to cut off the hair from the behemoth. So this pasuk is only asking the pool of cutting off the hair. So yes, the kasha, but if you cut off the hair is mutter. Sure, the hair is mutter. Because the Torah never asked the hair. The Torah asked the pool of gziza, being geizit. But this pool is mutter, the pool of shrita is mutter, the pool of geizah is awesome. So Mamela, that's the limud from the first word, tizbach. So the Torah only asked the maise to be geizah is the hair. Aber le maise, If he cut the hair is hakem mutar bando, because the turn of acid, the hair bando. The mashmet tizbach v'loy togeis. Avol kan, v'chalto bosoksi. What are you allowed to eat? The bosa. Mashme bosa. Baisto is you allowed to eat the bosa. Let's see the sheet of Macbeth says, Boso toichal, boso you're allowed to eat. Here the posik is specifying what you're allowed to benefit from. You're allowed to eat the boso, v'loi cholov, v'loi dam. But you're not allowed to have anor from the dam. V'leser af anor, in this posik is coming to tell us, v'ochalto boso v'loi dam. Here it means you're not to have anor from dam. Av al gav the eina droshe miyushevis al dam kamoy al cholov the shogi bachile become mokim dam nami barachilo. Period. Now, so this is a moir de kezach. If we learn the posik erlich, the posik says by psulia magdoshim va achalta, what are you allowed to eat? So the posik says specifically, doesn't say vachalta you should eat it, va achalta posik. The posik is very specific. The meat of the behemoth you're allowed to eat. So I go away from this posik, but everything else that is not the meat is awesome. From this chazal darshan, this is a gemara, and the second thing is Tosfos Adrosh. From this chazal darshan, v'chalto boso v'loi cholo. You're not allowed to eat the milk. It says boso, so boso you're allowed to eat. Cholo you're not allowed to eat. Fine. Now, if we learn the posik elech, everything that's not bosar is also bachila. So I should darshan v'chalta bosar v'loi dam. Now, kan shayil aben, I need a posik to tell me that the dam is also bachila. Dam is also bachila. So why do I need this posik v'chalta bosar v'loi dam? So al kolchoch im eini inyin le'isar achila. So it's coming to asabano the dam. That means if you learn the posik elech, the Torah specified the only thing that is mutter is the bosa. Everything besides the bosa is also. So with this I learn out that the cholov is also bachila, because that I could say that said bachalta bosa v'loi cholov. And it comes to asa the dam also, but the dam is not coming to asa bachila, because I say also bachila. So the dam is coming to tell us that the dam is coming to tell us that it's also bano. The dam the lesser afbanos. The Bedam is coming to tell us lesser afbanos. Af al gav de ein adrosha miyusheves al dam kemoy al cholo. We don't say the veloy and dam the way we say an cholo. That means an cholo we say it's also bachile. And an dam we say it's also bano. So Taisus says, Mikomokim dam nami barachile, dam is a barachile, and the posik is telling us everything that is a barachile is nesa besides boso. So that's what the posik is telling us. So the posik is telling us that without us, I think a posik alotish pechenu kamayim, I would think that I'm a mayit dam from this posik, that it's also bano, that's neither the posik or tishpechenu kamay. Fine. Finished. That's the havamina. So now Tosfos has one tremendous problem. A beautiful shtik teire, and I would be my dam from bachal tabosa v'loi dam. That's neither the posik. Beautiful. But there's only one problem. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, "Sal kedaita chamina hoyil basiri begize vavoide." Since it's also begize vavoide, I would think the dam is also bano. Tosfos tainid, begize vavoide is not an isa on the gize. Vavoide is also logos, vlasis avoide. That was Tosfos says on the Gemara. So they said, no, the havamina would be that it's also al tvachalta bosa v'loidom. Beautiful. But the Gemara doesn't say this. Tosfos is a problem. Tosfos is a beautiful shtick Torah, but it doesn't say in the Gemara. And this Tosfos is going to say to Terutze. V'ho, v'loi maisi hoche, boso v'loi cholov. Reisha the Milsenok. The Gemara is bringing the beginning of the Pasuk. Gemara is to bring the whole Drasha. I mean, you can figure it out by yourself. The Pasuk says three words. Tizbach v'chalta boso. So the Gemara brings down. And what does it say in the Pasuk? There's Drashas. Tizbach v'lagiza, and et cetera. And the Gemara doesn't bring down the whole Drasha. Maskul Yovim. So the Gemara brought down the beginning of the Drasha. And the Gemara really means the end of the Drasha. That's the first Teretz of Tosfos. Fine. Inami. Tosfos, it seems, didn't like this too much. Vinishvi, it's more the Gemara. What the drash that the Gemara brought down is not Megeya. The drash that the Gemara should have brought down, the Gemara doesn't bring down. It's upsa. Ashtikul doiche. So Tosfos can say another Teretz. Inami. Hochi perushe. Hoyo. Vasiri begize vavoide. Vafila leinye malkis, kemoi koidim shenifsilu, kidisnan hagoises voive tsoifik esaraboim, pekiven te ichmiro teure kolkach, loi lidro ishnami boso voloidom. Now, what is Tosfos saying? So I saw there's a murder kipshat, memes leyake from the Roshiva Rabbi Yankev Zechayne Lebroche. He says, a murder kipshat. There's a Tosfos further. Tosfos says that let's talk about avoide or gize. There's a din if one is geizes a becher psulei hamukdoshim. We're talking about a korban became a balmum. You were poided, and now and this the pasuk says tizbach. You should shecht it. You shouldn't be geizes it, you shouldn't do avoid. Fine. Tizbach v'loi gize. The Gemara says, what happens if he was geizes it? He gets malchus. He gets malchus. That's it. He gets malchus. So Tosfos further asks Akasha, why does he get malchus? There's no lav, it's a lav abo michlala say. It says, you should check it with the rat. Don't do avoid it with it. Don't be geizes. That's not a lav. That's a lav above Michlala say. Why do you get malchus? That's Tosfos Akasha further. So Tosfos says, a moire de keteret. Tosfos says, no. Not tizbach v'leisogis is a new issa. The Torah is telling you, Rabbi Sai, this was once a korban. And even though it got a mum, and even though you're appointed, Rabbi say, it's still a korban. It still has dinei korban. I'm only matter you zviche. But gizin avoide, that still remains from when it was a, that is it never went off. If a behemoth is a korban, it's also be gizin avoide. You got a mum, it's also be gizin avoide. You were poisoned, it's also be gizin avoide. If the dinei korban don't go off, there's one hefer. You're allowed to shecht it. That's it. But legabi, all other things, it remains the way it was before it became a balmum. That's why you get malchus. That's why you get malchus. That you don't get malchus because it's a new iser of tizbach v'loi sogeis. If to be a new iser, so then it's a lavabo machlala say. Tizbach v'loi sogeis is a gilui. That the Isurim HaKoidmin, when it was a Korban, these Isurim remain. And the Torah is only telling you, I was mad to you one thing. That's it. Tizbach. But the other Isurim, which were in existence when it was a Korban, remain. So if you get Malchus, so what is the Gilui HaKro? The Gilui HaKro is that I'm giving you, it's a Korban, Rabbi Yisai. I'm being matter one specific thing and that's it. But legabi all other things, it's a korban. So Tosfos a bazoi, vachalta, it says vachalta bosa. So now you have to make the diik, vachalta bosa, v'lei damet. Now, vachalta, just like tizbach is a gilui, this is the only heter, but legabi all other things, it's a korban. So learn further the posik, vachalta bosa, this is the only heter. That's it. But any other thing besides bosa, it's a korban. So the Isser Dam is not because I'm making a limud, but Basa V'loi Dam. I'm not making a limud, but the limud Basa V'loi Dam is a gilui that the only heter that was nischadish after the pinyon of Psulei Mikdash is only Achilas Basa. But Legabi all other things, it's still a kol. So Memele, so now the Gemara is Meredek. So now the Hava Minit Shibi Yosef Bano is not a Psaps. I knew the Rash that Toislus was Mechadish. The Mos is the Chalta Bosa B'lai Chodo. Who did the Chalta Bosa B'lai Dam? Nah. This, from the Drosha of that Giza, you get Malkis on Giza. So that tells us a new Pshat in the Posik. That the Posik was Megala to us after the Mum and after the Pidyon is still a Kobet. And there's only specific attainment. And that's where you get Malkus. So Memele, so this Giloy I hear from the Malkus of Giza. So that's why the Gemara brought, Hoyil Vasiri Begizi Vavoyde. Taisi has one problem, the Gemara doesn't mention Malkus, but Taisi sticks in the Gemara. Look how Taisi says it. Inami Hochi Perushay. Hoyil vasiri begize vavoide. That was the Gemara brought this a gize vavoide. Vafilu le yemalkes. That's what the Gemara means. But al kaponim, the Gemara didn't mention the whole knack, but that's what the Gemara means. That since there's an isa giva zavoide vafilu le gabi malkes, so you see pshat in Psulei Hamikdashim. Psulei Hamikdashim is a kolben with specific eterim. But if you don't have a hefer, forget about it. It's a kolben. That's what Rabbi Yankim says, Pshat and Tyson. It's a beautiful Pshat. So Memele, that's that. So Bekitza Bataisvis just said that there are two inyonim. There's an inyon. Tisbach v'loi Giza is an Issa on the Pu'ule, and Basa v'loi Cholov is not an Issa, you're not allowed to milk a Kolben, you're not allowed to eat the Kolben, they have to eat the Cholov. It's two different things. It's V'chalta Basa v'loi Cholov. So they're speaking about the Etzem Chetzev, it's Mutta Bachil Osa Bachil. V'chaymash v'perekama d'bchoyres d'le Issa Cholov Osa Kovloi Leser Lachloi. Boy, le meidik menei de cholav chulin shari meditzach lesa cholav epsule mektoshim mi bosa v'loi cholav. Let us just mention for 2 minutes what Taisus is bringing a ride. There's a very interesting gemara in Bechayres. The gemara in Bechayres tells us there's an issa of yoytzei. Yoytzei min ha-tomei is tomei. For example, this din is negay many in yonim. For example, tzir dogim. You have dogim tmeim, and you have the comes out a juice. Let's say from the dog, you soak it in salt. So tzir dogim. So we learn now from a pasuk. Now the tzir is not besar dogim. It's tzir hayoytze min adogim. So we learn now from a pasuk that hayoytze min atomei is also basa. This is not a dog tomei, but it's hayoytze min hadog. Fine. So there's a issa yoytze. The Gemara has a whole shakla v'taya, just like hayoytze min atomei, what the tomei excretes, comes out from the tomei. It's not the tomei. It's also, so the Gemara is else hayoytze min hachai should also be also. Therefore, there's a problem with eggs. It's yoytze min hachai. There's a problem with honey. Comes out from a bee. There's a problem with milk. Comes out to yoytze min hachai. And the Gemara has a whole esek wegen das. The Gemara says that one guy, how do you know that cholav is takke mutte? Eretz ovas cholav advash. I mean, the Torah says it's cholav advash. What they have from the cholav advash? Dvash is also, if not what dvash means, that dvash means dvash tvoirim, then you have a reif, it means dvash tomorrow, so, alright. Al kaponim, there's a whole sugya in the Gemara that speaks about how do I know that veyim amuta bachilet noise yaitse, how do I know that cholov is muta? So one of the reyes of the Gemara, that cholov is muta, because the Gemara says, look, that by Psule HaMikdoshim, it says, Basol Veloi Cholov. So by Istachois, but all over by Chulin, Cholov is Mutter. So Tosfos is just telling us, so you see, Cholov in that Gemara, that the drash of Basol Veloi Cholov is not Veloi Lachloi, not it's an Iser Pule, it's an Iser and the Chetze. So Tosfos is just saying that these are two different inyonim. Gize Tisbach Veloi Shogis is an Iser and the Pule of Gize. Basa v'loi cholov is an isa on the chepsa on the cholov. That's what Taisva says. Now let us go further. Tane devei Rabbi Yishmoel, v'dam chalolim yishte. The Pasuk says we had learned on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and l'chayre this drash is a dover muskim, that the dam, adam, Rashi learns it speaking about Behemoths that were killed, Taislans are speaking about people that were killed. V'dam chalolim yishte, perat l'dam kiluach she'enoi machshir es hazroim. Now the pasuk yishte is telling us that a teres mashke legabi hechshir, davke dam chalolim is machshir, dam kiluach is not machshir. Now what does this mean? We have here a meridik amachlekes Rashi and Taislans. Zot Rashi, Prat Ledam Kiluach. So let's look in the Sheet of Mekabetzis, it's much more clearer. Base. Prat Ledam Kiluach. Dohochi Mashme. Dam Shuhunase Cholol Mimenu. What's the title? Dam Chalolim. The dam that the Nefesh is Yotzei Boy. Cholol means a killed person. So, dam chalolim, the dam that he becomes a cholol al yodoi, that means the dam that a nefesh yoitze boi, hu dahavi mashke, dam chalolim yishte hez a teres mashke. Prat le dam kiluach, the dam that juts out of the behemoth, we'll see in Rashi, amak is a behemoth. Now, if a person draws blood from a behemoth, so now Rashi says as follows. Bitchile hadam shoises. When the blood starts coming out, so it runs out. Betipa achas eishtein. Fine. Doesn't go too quickly. Vacharkach humikaleich. Then afterwards it starts gushing out far away. Vacharkach, and afterwards humashchil. Then it gets black. Previous, when it's gushing out, it's red. And when it stops gushing and starts running out, then it's black. V'ochi kaimalon bekrisis. Okay, they're the Gemara speaking, but other nyonim. V'sanyo hosom. Eize dam hekes shanefesh yoitze boy, mitipa hamashcheres v'ilach. When is, that means this is zicher not a healthy thing for the behema, but al kaponim, when do you have dam shahanefesh yoitze boy? When the dam starts getting black, when it changes its color from red to black, that already means that's dam shahanefesh yoitze boy. Avo dam kiluach loyhavi dam hanefesh. The dam that gushes out, that's not dam hanefesh. The dam afterwards, it's dam hanefesh. That's what Rashi brings down a gemore, krisus usitaisus is chaylik. So al kaponim, so what according to Rashi, what did the Gemara say? So Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel said as follows. Which dam is machshir? It says dam halolim. And Rashi means dam halolim, dam that the hanefesh yoitzei boy, that takes out, or the tachiyah starts coming out. And that's the dam, that's after the dam kiluach. The dam kiluach is dam kiluach. But hanefesh yoitzei boy, that's the dam that's mashcher after the kilua. So dafke, this dam is mashcher. The dam kiluach is not mashcher. That's a rational instruction in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. Perish akuntaris, the dam chalolim mashme shehi nasis cholol mimenu, the dam that kills the behime. The dam kiluach ain't a nefesh yoitze boy. The dam kiluach, the dam that gushes out,
the nefesh is not yoytze boy. Elo mitipa mashcheres vilach, when it starts getting dark, the color starts getting dark, shu achar kiluach. The koshe. Like Taisvis, you look in the Gemara and Krisis, mamish, it's klon, not like Rashi. The koshe, the bekrisis mashme, the laman de yoma mitipa hamashcheres vilach, it does not mean that the dam kiluach is not called dam shenefesh yitzibay. It means something else. We have a machlokes ha-meiroi. Eizehu dam ha-koze sha-neshome yitzibay. Which is the dam ha-koze that the neshome is yitzibay with his dam. Rabbi Yochanan Omar calls man shemekalayach. Rabbi Yochanan says that when the dam is gushing out, that's dam shenefesh yitzibay. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Reish Lakish Omar mitipo hamashcheres ve'ilach. After the black dam starts coming out, afterwards it's dam shenefesh yitzibay. Fine. We don't know exactly what this means. That we'll see soon. Meisvei. Hey, so the Gemara is a kasha and Reish Lakish. Hey, zehu dam ha-koze, shaneshome yoitzis boi, kozman shemekaleyach. Habaraisa, here we have machlekes ha-meiroi. The Baraisa says, which is the dam shaneshome yoitzis boi, kozman shemekaleyach. Kozman is gushing, that dam is shaneshome yoitzis boi. Yotso dam atamtsis. Now dam atamtsis is the dam after it's dead already. Yotso dam atamtsis mibneishu shoises. It's not gushing anymore. So the baraisis seems to be magdir, the dam that is gushing, that dam is a nefesh yotze boy. Dam atamtsis is, it doesn't gush, it just runs out, it drips out, and that's if it's dead already. That's not the dam shanefesh yitzibay. Fine. Now, so the Gemara, so we have a baraisa. So the Gemara asks the kashan Reish Lakish. My love, afilu rishon ve'achron, loy lemu'utei tipa hamashcheres. So the Gemara. I'll say a little shtick like Dama. Tais is going to explain this one. Tais is going to explain when the dam comes out, first the dam is mashcher, it's dark, the blood is dark, and it drips out. Then the dam gets red. It's still dripping. Then the dam starts gushing. Then the dam gets dark again. And then it gets red again, and that's the damatamsis. That's the damatamsis. So now, just we'll say oisemenik, and then we'll see in the menik and taisvis. Rabbi Yochanan held all the dam that rips is not dam shanefesh yitzibay. So that means when it comes out, it's black, and then it starts getting red and it's dripping. That's not dam shanefesh yitzibay. Then it starts gushing. That's dam shanefesh yitzibay. Later, when it starts dripping, it's weiter, it's slacham, ice is shayne ready, so that it's not dam shanefesh yitzibay. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. Reish Lakish said that, this is Atosis Lamshan Reish Lakish, after the dam hamashchil comes out, the first dam comes out when it's black, it starts getting red, and it's still dripping. That's also dam shanefesh yitzibay. It's also dam shanefesh yitzibay, even though it's dripping. The Gemara asked, this is pshat and Reish Lakish. The Gemara asked Akasha and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, mitipa, what did Reish Lakish say? Mitipa hamashcheres ve'elach. After the black blood stopped dripping and the red blood is dripping before it starts gushing, that's called dam shanefesh yitzibay. So the Gemara asked Akash Reish Lakish, the Baraisa says, Eiz the dam shenefesh yitzibay, the dam that's mekaleich, that gushes, but not the dam that is shoises.
So how could you say that the dam before the dam keleya is also a mekaleya, is also dam shenefesh yaitse bay? So now let's see in the Veinik and Taisvis. Meitve zeh dam akoze shishama yaitse bay, koz manche mekaleya, yotza dam atamsis, that comes out later. Mnei shu shoysis. My love, afilu rishin v'achoin, the dam that comes out after the dam Hashocher, and it drips out. But Achrein in the dam later, the dam Shocher that drips out later, is also not considered dam Shanefesh Yitzaboy. Loi lemute tipa mashcheres. So Rish Lakish said no. It only means the first dam, that when it comes out it is dark, the first dam is not dam Shanefesh Yitzaboy. But the dam that comes out later before it gushes is also dam Shanefesh Yitzaboy. That's what Rish Lakish answered. So he says, the Baraisa that says Dama Shoises is no good means the first tipis that come out are the Shoises. But later it's Dama Shenefer Shoitzabay. The Ila Rish Lakish, if you'll say according to Rish Lakish, the way Rashi says, Lemute Dam Kiluach Kosi, that he holds only the Dama Shocher is Dama Shenefer Shoitzabay. But Dama Kiluach is not Dama Shenefer Shoitzabay. Is loyalam tikshalei baraisa. So what did the Gemara answer the baraisa? The Gemara only asked on Rish Lakish, the Gemara asked on Rish Lakish, you said that dam hashoises is also nefesh yitzibai. The baraisa says dam hashoises is not dam shanefesh yitzibai. So Rish Lakish said, no, the baraisa is speaking about the first dam hashoche, but later it's dam shanefesh yitzibai. Elo lekulaume, dam kiluach nishome yitzibai. Now Taisus explains. V'dam ha'kozer. B'tchile yoytzei shocher. When you start drawing blood, first it comes out black blood. V'achakach yoytzei odim. And then it comes out red blood. Ha'kel b'loy kiluch. It's not gushing. It's just dripping. U'levesoyif mikaleyach. And then it starts gushing. V'achar ha'kiluach. And after it finishes gushing, mismayit v'shoysis. It starts dribbling again. V'yayrit v'samach, it just falls close to the meat, it doesn't gush out. Now, v'chol's man shemekaleich v'komer Rabbi Yochanan, haino emtsoi. So Rabbi Yochanan said, why this dam shanefesh yitzibay? Only when it's gushing. Whenever it's dribbling, that's not called dam shanefesh yitzibay. L'rish lakish, dam shanishome yitzibay. Mishekola hamashchir, that means as soon as it stops, as soon as you begin the hakoze, black blood comes out. When it starts getting red, umashchir lahadim, aval gam shadayin eini mekeleyach. That's also called dam shanesham yoytzis bay. Vahashta porchil eshlokish mi beraise. So there was, Taisus explaining the Gemara in Krisis. The Ktoni Yotzo Dama Tamtzis Mimneishu Shoises. The Baraisa says that Dama Tamtzis, since it's dribbling, it's not Aneshama Yotzis boy. Vochinami Shoises, so the Gemara asks the Dam that Shoises before the Kiluach is also Shoises. And the Baraisa seems to say Dam that is Shoises is not Dam Shaneshama Yotzis boy. O Mishani, Loi lemutei dam hamashchir. It just means, no, that dam hamashchir is eina neshama yaitzis boy, but from after the dam hamashchir is neshama yaitzis boy. Bekitza, Toisvis es a gemore and the pella is Rashi in Krisis as mamish like Toisvis pshat nyan a gemore osis. The main Rashi in Krisis as klo like that. The way Toisvis says pshat. Bekitza, Toisvis es a gemore. Increases that says as follows. Which is the dam shaneshama yaitzis boy? Rabbi Yochanan says the dam that gushes. Rish Lakish is moide, the dam that drips before the gushing and after the gushing. If it's not the first dam, that's also neshama yaitzis boy. Now let's learn our Gemara. Tone devei Rabbi Yishmoel, v'dam chalolim yishte, prat ledam kiluach. Nitam chalolim, prat ledam kiluach. So what do we do with our Gemara? Our Gemara, vayistes klo, that dam kiluach is not dam chalolim. We have an often a gemara that dam kiluach is zichet dam shaneshama yaitzis bois. What is pshat na gemara? Zog taisves, na taisves al tayi pshat na gemara. Vahochi legabi hechshir zroim, lekach einoi machshir, mishum de dam chalolim ksif. V'loi mikri dam cholol, ela oisei she yoitzei acher mise, she nase kvar cholol. Taisa says, anu pshat, that's the way Rashi says, dam cholol means the dam, shan and the shama yoitzes, but that makes him a cholol. No. Dam cholol means the dam that is coming out after he was killed. That dam is machshir, dam chalolim. The dam of the killed people, or the killed animals, according to Rashi. Dam chalolim is machshir, means that the after the kiluach. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Gemara is saying that the dam kiluach, that is the process, and it's shomei yaitzibay. So dam kiluach, it's not a cholol yet. This is the procedure that's killing it. And the Shama Yaitzebe with the Dam Kiluach. That Dam is not Machshir. Because it's gotta be Hechshir. There's a din. Dam Chalolim. A Dam of Chalolim of killed people or killed animals. So Memele, that's Pshat Na Gemara. I'm gonna do Kibshat Na Gemara. Balach gabi yachshi zroim lekach eini machshi mishum de dam chalolim ksib. Vloi mikri dam chalol elo oisoi she yotso acha mise she nase kvar chalol. Prat le dam kiluach she einoi la acha mise. That's not la acha mise. He says dam kiluach is dam she neshome yaitzis boi. He says, Kozman, the dam is gushing, the neshama is yaitzis, the nefesh is yaitzis. So that's called dam chalolim. This is dam of a chai. Dam chalolim means after, dam of chalolim. That means when eligible to be called a chalol after the dead already. That dam is machshir, dam chalolim. I'd like to mention a vote from the Chazayin. Before we go further, I'd like to mention a beautiful ha'ore from the Chazayin Ish. So the Chazon Ish says, when is the nefesh yaitze boy? B'shas kiluach. When it's gushing out, a person is, that means if a person would have a monitor to measure the nefesh, so as the dam is gushing out, the nefesh is coming out also. After the dam kiluach, so now what happened? The nefesh left already. Up to the levaya already. I mean, the nefesh left. Now, the next dam that comes out, the dam that comes out after the dam kiluach, that's dam chalolim, and that's bachshir. Fine, beautiful. Frekta chazaynish, amurdike kasha. He asks, we had a gemara before, mefalchis, hareyu kechai lechol dvorel. After the shrita, this is after the dam kiluach, it's jumping around, hareyu kechai lechol dvorel. There's a din of a chai. There's a heter of shchita, but abetzim, a mefarches is a chai lechol dvorov. So he says, how could it be a chai lechol dvorov after the nefesh is yoytze boy? It's called dam chalolim, dam is machshir, and it's called a chai lechol dvorov. How do we understand this? Amuridike kashe, this kashe the chazayni says, So the Chazon Ish says, Amor de Kezach. Iker hanef, by after the Dam Kiluach, the Iker Nefesh was Yoitzer. Dam Shah Nefesh Yoitzer by means that the Iker Nefesh was Yoitzer. Umisoso vadois, Netziche going to die. But this, Umikomakim adain uchai. That means it has a din. It's called Dam Chalolim Vaistachais for some reason. That means because it's Zicha going to die, and the Iker Nefesh went out already, So my stoys in nefesh, there's ikel nefesh, and nefesh is not, the ikel nefesh went out already, it's zicha going to die, so that's called damsha nefesh yoitzeboy, that ikel nefesh went out already. Misos of adois, umikol mokim adayin hichai, but it's called dam chalolim for some reason. Let's finish Toisvis. V'chein peish bekuntres bekrisus. And Toisvis says, this pshat, what I said, Rashi and Krisus says this. Mamish, the whole thing, that v'ker dam ki luach is dam shenefesh yitzibay and dosen. And Rashi says the whole thing, and by Heksha you need after, that we have in the base of Rashi, we have Pradzam Kur Shaina Laacham Shaina Laacham Isa, the Zedama Nefesh, Baini Kori Mashke, Baini Makshir says, and Rashi says clear, this whole shtick Torah that what Taisva said, Rashi increases, says that Dam Chalolim, Dam Hayoitze Mina Chalolim, Kloima Laacham Isa Kori Mashke, and dam kiluach is dam shenefesh yitzibay. But this pshat Toisus says Rashi seven krisis. Period. Toisus says, the dam shchite. Toisus says, so this is dam chalol when an animal was killed, a person was killed. The dam shchite have ipre. It's mamish punkt vakel. Leichoshiv dam shchite. We have two psukim. There's one posik that dam chalolim is machsher, the dam chalolim yishte. There's another posik, not like Rab Shimon, aloretz tishpachenu kamayim, mamayim machsher, adam shchit is machsher. So we have two psukim, the two domim that are machsher, dam chalolim and dam shchit. So now Toisvus says, a muradik interessante sach. So Toisvus says, the dam shchit ave ibchev, Lechoshiv dam shchite, ele dam shaneshome yoitzeboy. Dam shchite, only the dam shaneshome yoitzeboy. That's called dam shchite. Avola acher mise, ene kori dam. That what comes out after the mise, that's not kori dam. Kidome perkame de psochim, rei dam atamsis, shenishpach kamayim, ene machshe. Amalei, hanach le dam atamsis, אפילו בכל נמי לא ימח שדום הקוקי אדם הוא הנפש, דם שהנפש יוצא בו יקורי דם, and דם התמצס is not מחשר, because it's not דם שהנפש יוצא בו. בקיצר, so Taisa says, it's very interesting. What's very interesting? That we have two psukim, we have דם חלולם is מחשר, and דם Shchit is machsher, and it's mamish min hepech al hepech. By dam chalolim, the dam that a nefesh yoitzibay is not machsher. Dam kiluach is not machsher. Dam chalolim means the dam that came out after it's a chalolim. Fine. And by shchit, it's punkt verkehrt. The dam she nefesh yoitzibay, that's machsher. The dam that comes out afterwards, that is not machsher. Very interesting. We have two psukim, but this Mamish epech tika halachas. The Marsha asks a muradike kasha on Toisvus. The Marsha asks as follows. But let's learn Taitshvelta. Dam chalolim means the dam that comes from a cholol. From a dead person. From a dead person. That dam is machsha. Dam kiluach is not dead yet. And the Shema Yitzibah is not dead yet. Dam kiluach is not machsha. Fine. That's a din in dam chalol. The chachamim hold that dam magefosoi, dam make, is machsher. Apshimon hold dam make is not machsher. But the chachamim hold dam make is machsher. And what is the svore of the chachamim? Why is dam make machsher? Mali kotla palge, mali kotla kula. Just like dam chalole. Just like dam chalolim is machshe, it's kotla kula, it was killed in Gansen. Dam make is kotla palge. Mali kotla palge, mali kotla kula. Like the hilike marsho, Rabbi Chonav, like the kasha, the chazanish tells us, it's a peladik is that. So if you learn pshat, the way Rashi by us learn pshat, The dam chalolim means the dam shaneshome yoiseboy. So good. So there's a dam that takes out in the whole neshome. Now dam mak, it takes out a chelik of the neshome. So mamela, that's why dam mak is also, it's also called dam chalolim. The Moses dam mak is called dam chalolim. But if you learn that dam toise set up shanuk shat in dam chalolim, dam chalolim means that the dam that came out from the murdered ones, if it's in the process of being murdered, that's not machshel. It has to be dam chalolim from when it became a cholo already. So how could dam hake be machshel? Als malikot lapal gemalikot lakula. But it's not after it became a cholo, that's for sure. As they picked a macho akasha, a moiridik akasha. That's the mepshat the marshos teretz is as follows. There's two types of chalolim. There's a kotla kula, that's real dead. It's real dead, kotla kula. Possibly dam chalolim. Blood from a dead animal or a dead person is machshe. So there's two types of death. There's a real dead, that was completely killed, that's kotla kula. Dam halolim, a dam of a cholol means a dam that came from the cholol after he died. That dam is machshe. There's a kotla palge. The Gemara tells us if there's a wound and blood is coming out, dam make, it's also called a death. It's also called a death. It's called a kotla palge. So ain't a chanami, whatever death occurs, the Gemara calls the kotla palga. Whatever death occurs, so it's the dam that comes after that death occurs, that's called dam chalola. If it dies completely, so then dam kilua, so then the dam chalolim is what came out when it's completely dead. That's the dam chalolim. If it didn't die completely, that means what it should be considered dam chalolim is really totally what happened. If it died legamri, died completely, so memele, then the dam chalolim is the dam that came out after it died completely. That is the dam chalolim, because it died completely. So the dam kiluach is not dam chalolim, because this was only mesaviv that it should die, but that's not called dam chalolim. But if it didn't die at all, it's a kotla palge. So whatever this kotla palge is, so I say the dam that came out after this kotla palge, this is dam chalolim. Because by kotla palge, it's also called chalolim, and this dam is dam chalolim.